Welcome back to our podcast, We Go For It. This podcast is brought to you by Norman and Advancing Life Projects. Let us help you advance your life project. Imagine a world where you eagerly seek and pursue challenges that are worthy of you. What would that be like? Well, you're in the right place to start entertaining that idea and imagining that reality. Thanks for joining us on our 365-day Best Wishes for You series. Today is Wednesday, March 13th, and this is episode 86. Our wish of the day for you is, may you seek and pursue challenges that are worthy of you. Now, I think you can tell by the previous episodes in this podcast that when we talk about anything being worthy of you, we're shooting high rather than low. Well, why don't we talk a little bit about this idea of challenges and goals and objectives, and I think a good place to start is talking about the word success. Why don't we define it? Now, I believe that if you spoke with 20 different people on the subject, you would most likely get 20 different responses on this term, success. How about we try this one on for size? Success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. And that's why I've kind of brought it into the discussion here, because we're talking about pursuits and challenges worthy of you. Well, goals and objectives worthy of you, which means the progressive realization of an ideal that is worthy of you, which is in fact success. As Earl Nightingale so clearly explained more than 60 years ago, and I started listening to him probably about 30 years ago, and it's been 60 years when he first put out a lot of these recordings. And I'm quoting loosely here, but I think you'll get the gist of what he meant when he said, success is the school teacher whose mission is to give children the opportunity of an education in order to grow into purposeful, contributing members of society. Success is the baker up at 3 a.m. who knows why he's up early and revels in the creation of his masterpieces. It's the parent or homemaker who embraces their role as the primary guide and educator of their children, and they wholeheartedly indulge in the experience. In short, success is anyone who is pursuing an activity they love, are in harmony with, they know why they're doing it, and they work every day to get better at it. Now, when we talk about a worthy ideal, we mean an ideal worthy of you. Now, in order to identify this ideal, in order to identify these pursuits, these challenges, the things we want to go for that are worthy of us, what are some of the things we need to take into consideration when making this decision? Well, there are a number of elements, kind of prerequisites that we need to have in place. One of them is honesty. And when I talk about honesty, I'm talking about being honest with yourself, being honest with ourselves. That's that conversation between you and you. Are you being honest with yourself in terms of who you are, what you want, what's important to you? You got to have that. They talk about honesty as being probably the single most important element of success. And we're talking about honesty with yourself. Now, another important element that we need to put into the mix is an identification of our values. Now, it sounds like a big deal, but and it is. What we're saying, though, is what's important for you? What are the most important things for you? What are your values? What do you value most? And then when we have identified these things, right, these objects, these concepts, whatever, what we want to do then is kind of draw a picture in our minds. And the picture would be, what does it look like when I'm living these things? How am I activating them? Verbs are powerful things. And the more we can insert and utilize verbs, action words in our pictures, that we're creating in our minds, the more vivid the picture, excuse me, and the more effective that picture is going to be when it's not static. There's movement. You're doing something. What does it look like when you're living those values? Another element that then comes out of this, this is a progression, right? We're doing step by step here. An understanding of your purpose. And I like to say kind of an unveiling of your purpose. Why are you here? What's important for you? What is it that you have to live in order to feel the way you want to feel, in order to live your values? What's your purpose? Why are we here? And then we kind of break it down into something a bit more concrete, which is called a mission. What are we aiming to do? What are our habitual activities going to do in order to live that mission? And then we have the goals and the objectives, which serve as milestones, as those points that we are continuously reaching for and achieving in order to continue to live our mission, which is intimately tied to our purpose. So we have to go through a number of steps. If going through these steps is difficult for you, well, that's what we specialize in. We're good at that. We can guide you through those steps. And so please don't hesitate to get in touch with us, and we'll be happy to work with you to get you through those steps in order then to have or to identify pursuits and projects and goals that are worthy of you. Now, where goals are concerned, we'll get to the nitty-gritty here. We must distinguish between goals and activities, right? Now, if it's something you've already accomplished and you know how to do it, that's not a goal. It's an activity. Now, it could be a worthy activity, absolutely, but it's still an activity. And real growth is going to come about by kind of pushing your limits, stretching yourself a bit. We talk about the famous comfort zone. Yeah, get out of the comfort zone. Push yourself, stretch those limits. And when you do that, it's going to create some feelings of discomfort. You're going to feel uncomfortable. And I just remember John Canary's quote about goals. And he said, you never know how to reach a goal until you've reached it, which means there's going to be some uncertainty there. If you know how to reach a goal, if you know how to do it and there's no mystery involved, there's no learning involved, well, it's not really a goal. It's an activity. You've done it before. Now, if it's something that you're not really sure, there's going to be that critical inch, I like to call it, that really you just don't know how it's going to get done. There is that opportunity or that imperative for growth, and you're going to have to grow. Now, a goal should scare and excite you at the same time. It's something you have to figure out. It's something that will force you to stretch, to grow, and you're going to feel uncomfortable. You'll face adversity. Well, you know, that's why you call it a challenge. Now, this is not to scare you off, but to impress upon you the importance of ensuring what you are pursuing is worthy of you. You see, you're gonna go through all this. You're gonna feel uncomfortable. You're gonna grow. You're gonna push yourself. You're gonna have these ups and downs. You're gonna face adversity. Well, if you're gonna go through all that, make sure you've taken care of the preliminary steps and that you're really going for something that means something to you. You have to keep this in mind. You know, that you'll have to, you know, what you're going to have to give up, what you're going to have to give up to achieve it, live it, get it. Fundamentally, before getting into any specifics, you're going to have to give up something in order to get whatever it is you're going for. And there are two things that without question, you're going to give up because you're giving it up every day, regardless of whether you're pursuing a goal. It's your time and your energy. I think we'll all agree that time is our most precious, non-renewable resource. That's the great equalizer. We all end up in the same place at the end. We all end up, you know, dead. Now, the other resource we've got that we're gonna spend it regardless of what we do is energy. I heard it said one time, and I liked the way it was explained, that energy expended going up the stairs, you don't get back by going back down the stairs. Once you've expended it, you've expended it. So make sure that the time you're investing and the energy you're investing are for things that you actually want, things that are worthy of you. Either way, you're going to expend it. So why don't you make a decision then to do it in a way that benefits you and that is good for you and for those whom you serve? If but for the sake of these two basic precious resources, I implore you to take the time to treat yourself well and make sure that what you decide to go for has meaning and purpose and value in it for you. And I have to tell you, by extension, those whom you serve, we always have to keep that in the equation. We have to, because we live in a society. We live with other people. It's like, it reminds you of what Muhammad Ali once rightfully pointed out. Service to others is the rent you pay for your room here on earth. You see, we may be independent, and that's great, but we must never allow ourselves to long remain disconnected. And as we part ways, I share my sincere wish with you. May you seek and pursue challenges that are worthy of you. And as a side reminder of some of the steps that we can take, general steps, study leads to understanding. Understanding leads to faith. Faith leads to expression. Expression leads to acceleration, because we're at ease. In other words, calm down and speed up. Until next time, take care, be kind to yourselves and each other, and remember that ultimately, you hold the key. Thanks for your time.